Ed just can't get away from us. We've got the what was it? The car and the SUV, Ed, right? That's where we've gone so far.
Yeah.
And now we are on to the big one, no pun intended, I guess. This is for our truck of the year, the 2022 truck of the year. Ed Lowe from Motor Trend. Let's get an idea of what goes into kind of selecting a vehicle like this.
Yeah, so we to pick truck of the year, we get together up in the high desert of California. We get all of the latest pickup trucks. They have to be all new or significantly updated. Gather them together, test them, instrumented testing. We drive them around multiple different surfaces, on-road, on an oval, on a winding track, do some off-roading. And then we do a lot of capability testing. So we do some tow testing. We do payload testing. And then we take them out in the real world and do a lot of these tests out there on city streets, on highways. We tow some trailers around. And then we jump into a room and we argue about it. The key important thing to understand is that we don't compare the trucks necessarily against each other, but against our awards criteria. So we talk about efficiency, safety, value, engineering, design, and then what we call performance of intended function. Basically, how well does the truck perform as a pickup truck?
How many of you are there doing this with those vehicles with the number that you're working on?
Great question. So normally in a non-pandemic year, we'd have between like 9 to 11 judges, depending on the number of pickup trucks that are in the mix. And truck of the year is generally a little smaller competition versus, say, car of the year, SUV of the year. This year, though, we had 7 judges, just to keep the numbers sort of more manageable and for safety reasons. But, yeah, 7 judges this year.
All right, I'm going to give you a drum roll, like I do all the time, and you can identify the 2022 Motor Trend Truck of the Year.
We're proud to announce that Motor Trend's 2022 Truck of the Year is the Rivian R1T. And I know that name isn't very familiar to people, but it is it's an absolutely amazing truck. It is the first mass-produced electric truck to come to the U.S. market, and it's one of the most remarkable pickup trucks we have ever driven.
What makes it remarkable? What were some of the things that really kind of put it in that category?
Well, first of all, it comes with over 800 horsepower, over 900 pound-feet of torque. It's basically part truck, part sports sedan. Off-road, it has this four-motor, four-wheel drive system, which is absolutely unique with any electric vehicle. There's been no electric vehicle sold with four electric motors on board. So it makes it just unstoppable off-road. It just goes through anything, goes over any rock, through the mud, sloshes around, just amazing off-road. On-road, again, it drives like a sports car. It's got four motors, instant torque vectoring, side-to-side, front-to-back. It outhandles any pickup truck and many sedans on the market. Inside, full of technology and luxury, touch screens, over-the-air software updates, a lot of active safety features. And then again, it's an all-electric pickup truck that gets 314 miles of all-electric driving range.
Yeah, but does it sound like a truck?
It does not sound like a truck. It does not sound like any traditional truck you've ever heard because it is an electric vehicle, so there's none of that. There's no, V8 rumble or really any kind of gear noise, which I know some people will take some getting used to. But it is, one of the most amazing things you can do when you have a truck that's basically silent is when you're out in nature, you can hear everything. It's kind of wild. You can hear nature. And you don't hear an engine rumbling, just the tires and maybe the suspension work.
Ed, given your criteria and you're looking for advancements, and we are talking about electric vehicles here. We've talked about them earlier in previous months. Do you see Motor Trend ever awarding this prize to a gas-powered car, SUV, or truck again?
It's a great question. I think what we're looking at it is all vehicles coming will be electrified, not necessarily pure electric. We've given the award to other electric vehicles, but also other electrified vehicles. A lot of hybrids have won our car of the year. Some have won our SUV of the year. So the future is electric, but not necessarily full electric. So we're going to go through this stage in the next few years where every manufacturer under the sun is rolling out battery electric vehicles, but they're also ramping up electrification in other ways. Again, I mentioned there's regular hybrids, there's plug-in hybrids, there'll be some fuel cell hybrids. So while I do think it would be rare for us to give the award to a vehicle that doesn't have some form of electrification. I don't think it's going to be exclusively that way from here on out.
Last time we talked about the Lucid Air and how they don't have a formal dealership per se. What about this one?
Yes, Rivian is one of these, you know, pioneers, not just in the electric vehicle space in terms of product, but in the way they sell the vehicle. They have studios. They have these sort of like dealership experiences where you can come and check out the vehicle and look at all the options and get inside one. But primarily, you're going to do a lot of your transaction online. You're going to order the vehicle, reserve it online, do the ordering and selecting, and it helps. To start, they don't have a traditional dealer network. They don't have just one you can go to in any town. So that helps sort of with the reach.
Talking this morning with Ed Lowe from MotorTrend about their truck of the year, the Rivian R1T. Is that what I got right?
R1T, you got it.
Okay, all right, look at that too. When you're doing these cars or these trucks and these vehicles, are they nominated by these companies? Do you go out and search for them? How is it that you become aware that these are trucks, this vehicle is out there?
Great question. So we're MotorTrend. So we're covering every new vehicle under the sun, 365 days a year, 24/7. We have like a buyer's guide that we're constantly updating. So we get notifications from manufacturers when something is all new, or you know, every model year changeover happens, like in the late summer, early fall, and we're going to update our site, update our magazine, update everything we talk about new cars. And we go on the launches, so we know when stuff is available, and then we reach out to the manufacturer and say, hey, you said your car is going to be on sale in 2022. Awesome. We have car of the year. We have truck of the year. Send it to us, and, you know, you're eligible. So send us one if you got it. And, you know, almost all the manufacturers do that.
So when they do that, do they send you, like, their best vehicle? In other words, are they taking it off the lot, or is there, like, everybody works on this one, and this becomes the one that MotorTrend is going to get their hands on?
Wow, it varies. So I would say we try to get a range of vehicles. So like, for instance, for truck of the year, we'll ask a manufacturer to send us, hey, send us like your base model, send us your volume seller. So send us one that like most people would buy. And then, yeah, if you have it, send us one that has every single bell and whistle so we can see what it is. And if manufacturer has all three of the trucks available, they'll do it. If they don't, they'll send us one. You know, these days, all the vehicle manufacturers are working so hard to get these things to market sort of just in time. So we're getting stuff that's sometimes like pre-production or just before it would go out to market to the consumer.
Sounds
so, it's pretty wild.
You know, for the longest time, we had the big three automakers and then Japanese cars came into the United States. I'm somewhat amazed by these startup companies that are putting out high-grade quality vehicles.
Yeah, we're amazed too. And what a sea change it's been. It's probably in the last 10 years or so. It really started with Tesla sort of upsetting the apple cart in the way they produce a vehicle. For a long time, the auto industry is one of these industries that was really hard to crack because it's such a capital-intensive business. Like, you need a lot of money, not just to design and build a vehicle, but then go to market and sell it. So it is incredible. It's sort of the age we live in. It's interesting to think about these vehicles as more like tech products than traditional cars. They're basically like smartphones on wheels.
Smartphones on wheels. That's good. I like that too. Got to make sure you got the right charging station to put them in to get them moving where they need to go. And people want to find out more about these, the truck of the year, as well as the other ones you've announced throughout the last couple of months. Where's a good place for them to do that, Ed?
They can go to MotorTrend.com right now. The story is up. Also pick up the latest issue of the magazine. Comes out this week. And then if you want to look for more information specifically about our truck of the year, the Rivian R1T, you can go to Rivian.com.
Sounds good. Ed, thanks for your time this morning. Always informative.
Thank you.
Ed Lowe joining us from MotorTrend, all about the truck of the year. The truck of the year. The Rivian R1T. Or if you just look at it, it looks like Rivian RIT. I'm just looking at it.
Yeah. I thought at one point it looked like Rivian IT, like, you know,
well,
information technology,
well, sure, I guess, sir.
Which I guess it is.
Right. It has a weird headlight profile, though. I just thought I could say that
mm-hmm.
looking at it as well.